Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From 2 Corinthians 3, verses 5 and 6, our competence comes from God. He has made us competent. Insecurity can sideline you. When you feel like you're unqualified and unworthy of success, self-doubt can make you act in ways that sabotage your chances to be successful. The truth is, it's impossible to live for long on a level that's inconsistent with how you see yourself. And one of the biggest problems with insecurity is that it's almost impossible to acknowledge, so you don't deal with it and you don't overcome it. Why is that? Because you're afraid that an admission of vulnerability will weaken you in others' eyes, empower and embolden your critics, and give your competitors an advantage. Insecurity makes you keep others at a distance. It means living without the counsel and support of the very people whose input can help you to succeed. Bottom line, you have a hard time trusting other people because you have a hard time trusting yourself. It's not a new phenomenon. Recorded in the Old Testament, Zophar said to Job, "In his self-sufficiency, he will be in distress." Note the word distress. Then think of the word stress. Your insecurity will whisper, "If people really knew me, they wouldn't love me, respect me, follow me, invite me, or invest in me." So, what's the answer? Paul has it. He writes, "Not that we are competent to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent." The first step to overcoming insecurity is to draw your self-worth from God and learn to see yourself through His eyes. And you can only do that by spending time with Him in prayer and reading His Word each day. From Vision's Word for Today, overcoming your insecurity.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.